When the spirit becomes man, then there are embodied with it in its nerve spirit and fluids the seven kinds of elemental souls, which it carries with it throughout its life and which it must master and form. These seven elemental souls are the light, air, earth, plant, water, and house elemental spirits. These affect man in the following manner. 1. Light elemental souls on the spiritual qualities and vision. 2. Air elemental souls on the spiritual qualities and hearing. 3. Earth elemental souls for the body and taste. 4. Plant elemental souls for the hair and nails and everything that is plant in man, and for smell. 5. Water elemental souls for evaporation and the water substances in man and for touch. 6. Fire elemental souls for the blood and willpower. 7. Domestic elemental souls for instinct and the external life of man. Each of these seven elemental souls that are incarnated in man acts on its own elements. Through these, men can create spiritual phenomena, because the elemental souls can take on a form. As in the second, elemental souls are also involved in spiritly appearances and knocking, in general in all physical and psychic phenomena. People who live more spiritually and physically are dominated by the passions, that is the spiritual elements, and the senses, that is the physical elements. On the other hand, people who live more spiritually are dominated by the spiritual elements. These spiritual elements, which are collectively embodied, which man must rule over, could be called the pleasures of the body. Man is a triple being, spirit, soul, and body, or a tenfold being, if we add to the three the seven elemental souls. In death, the spirit sheds the body, and with the help of the spiritual elements, a spiritual body or nerve spirit is formed round it. The good spirit has purified not only itself, but also its spiritual elements, freed it from evil, educated it, and they leave earthly life with it so that they can develop higher. The evil spirit, on the other hand, binds its spiritual elements, and cannot free itself from those to whom it was enslaved. The bound spirit leaves its spiritual elements on the earth as a kind of spirit. Through these spirits, physical spiritly apparitions, plaster casts, spirit photographs, all kinds of noises and din can be produced at the request and command of spirits and men. This shadow or spiritual element of the deceased remains on the earth until, seized by the law, it enters a new cycle of transformations and is thus separated from the earth. Test the spirits, says Christ, and this is a very important statement. Every spiritualist should take note and examine carefully whether the communications come from a spirit or from an elemental soul, for both can manifest. The spirits communicate the truth, in a sublime language, radiating light and love. The elemental spirits conceal lies, under false names, and thus deceive, make noise and glamour. These remaining spiritual elements can also be called the deeds of men, which continue to live on after them. They bring blessing to the good, whose spiritual elements work even further according to the intention of the good spirit to whom they belong. On the contrary, they bring curse to the evil, since they continue to perform their evil influence to the detriment of men. Death brings happiness to the good and blessing to men, the evil a curse and a denouncement to men, which often affects generations. The good and high spirit can also appear on earth through spiritual elements, if it is necessary in the service of good, as an incitement to good, or as a messenger, but never as a result of human compulsion, for the high and good spirit is not subject to the word or will of man, it obeys only the divine law. Chapter 34. The sixth atmospheric ring with its seven spheres. The first sphere is ruled by the sun. Here are only pure, good spirits, who, gathering the solar elements around themselves, are called to lead them. This is the sphere of spiritual guides, who are the promoters of spiritual revelations and psychic phenomena. Here are the guides of pure mediums. In this sphere the light element rules with the light elemental souls. Second sphere. Here Jupiter rules and the spirits of love. Their mission is to bring together duels, to make celestial marriages, to sow the seeds of divine and spiritual love on earth. This is the sphere of the earth element and the earth elemental souls. Third sphere. Here the sun rules and the spirits of faith, who fight for God, these are the real angels of consolation in suffering and despair, the spirits of God's power. Air element and air elemental souls. Fourth sphere. Jupiter rules and the spirits of hope, who bring unexpected help to people, these are real miracle spirits, who heal diseases, bring joy and happiness to earth. Plant element and plant elemental souls. Fifth sphere. The sun rules and the spirits of goodness and mercy, they appease the evil and do not condemn. Here the unfortunate find consolation, the homeless find peace, the poor are refreshed and clothed. Water element and water element spirits. Sixth sphere. The spirits of Jupiter and reason rule. It is a difficult task for these spirits to go to earth, where they are not willing to listen, for only the intelligent one is free from all prejudice. These spirits often bring punishment and chastisement to earth. Fire and fire element spirits. Seventh sphere. Ruled by the Sunday, it is the gathering place of all the spirits of this ring, where the spirits are distributed. Many go to the seventh ring, others go on mission trips. Every incarnation from this sphere is an act of love for God. Chapter 35. The seven spheres of the seventh atmospheric ring. Sphere 1. The duals meet again, get to know each other and go together to the solar circle to make the journey through all six solar circles to the primordial light, where the duals finally unite according to their original origin. This is the sphere of happiness for love, because here the spirits recognize each other. Sphere 2. Family unions. Here all those spirits meet who are not bound by physical but by spiritual love. All that love unites here that was selfless, faithful and pure. This is the sphere of the union of the spirits who on earth became brothers with the true love of the spirit, who were bound by selfless love. The law of the flesh ceases here completely. The earthly parental, sibling, and filial relationships completely cease here, if only the body has bound you together, and you were not kindred spirits. Only spiritual love unites spirits into families. Third sphere, educational sphere. Learning never ends. Higher spirits from the solar circles teach here those spirits who are preparing to enter the fifth solar circle. Fourth sphere, the sphere of the righteous and the good, who once again, before entering the solar circle, undertake a mission on earth. Fifth sphere, guardian spirits. From this sphere, everyone who is born on earth receives a guardian spirit who must guide them. Sixth sphere, here are all those spirits who, as embryonic spirits, have committed only a small stumble, who have atoned for this stumble on earth in 205 brief incarnations as children. Therefore this sphere can also be called the sphere of children, of angels. All those who die on earth before the age of 7 go here, as do stillborn children and premature babies. Statement of the spirit of Allah's, the medium's sister, who died at the age of 2 1/2, the death of a child, whom we believe to be destined to live, seems cruel and unnatural to people. Why must the tender life, on which the parents have hung with such great love and the most beautiful hopes, be extinguished? Can you explain to us, dear Illas, why you had to leave earth so early? Illas, I died so early because I had to atone for just a small sin on earth, and because my early deaths had to bind my mother's heart closer to God. My mother loved me infinitely, my death caused her great pain. If she wanted to look for me afterwards, she had to look up to heaven and pray to God. Your child is there, the inner voice tells her, though with God, where you will find him again one day. I am the magnet that draws him to God. I am a young, childlike spirit, and in paradise, that is, in the world where I was raised, I was disobedient, and for this reason the good God sent me to earth, where I atoned for my punishment. Incarnation is a punishment in itself. Here I only see my mother and I await my brother, the medium, and then I return to my paradise. I have already welcomed my good father into the spirit world. The incarnation was appointed for me with these very parents, and I obeyed without a word, because I did not want to disobey a second time. Birth and death gave my spirit a certain maturity. After my death, when the medium was born, I was entrusted with the task of protecting him all his life, for when I died, my mother already carried him under her heart. It is no small task to be such a guardian spirit. It carries a great responsibility, and one must be very cool and vigilant, until finally, having reported to God with the spirit of his protege, he can say, "Lord, my God, here I am with my ward, whom you have entrusted to my care." Many young spirits who have sinned in paradise come here with the purpose of taking on an incarnation on earth and dying in childhood, and are called little angels. This sphere is the gathering place for all the child spirits of the earth, from the we go to the solar circles for our training and upbringing. Many of these young, embodied spirits die in the womb, since the incarnation itself was punishment enough for them. They then become pure childlike spirits again, and not, as people say, eternally damned, homeless souls, for the good God does not rule arbitrarily over spirits and souls. Everything happens according to his will, for a higher purpose, which people do not know. Everything that animates the human form in the womb comes from the immortal spirit. The spirit of the stillborn child and the old man, everything that is born and dead, is God's. Seventh sphere, this is the entrance into the sixth solar circle, a separation from everything that is called earth or planet. Not only the spirits, but also the elemental souls pass through the seven variations of the atmospheric rings and then into the solar circle, to reach the primal world, to God, through all six solar circles. The vocation of the spirits is to guide and govern the elemental souls through these stages. In the primal world, the spirits reach their dual union and perfection, entering the Holy Three as holy souls. The elemental souls reach their creation into embryonic dual spirits in the primal world, or rather, their awakening, their fusion into God, their unification. Augustine, my dear disciple. Now we have reached the goal. Now you know what awaits you. You also know that every man is a fallen spirit, who must atone and fulfill his task on earth. You know that no one condemns, so do not condemn anyone. You know the powers that tempt you to evil and those that encourage you to good. Go, my son, take the path of the law, which commands, love God above all things and your neighbor as yourself. The end.